Hey everyone, it's Mike Wobshaw, it's voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Inside the Winter Park Fieldhouse for a Between the Lines, brought to you by Gatorade, final stretch of the season edition. Go like this. It's the fourth quarter of the season.
Yeah, it is. I know it's playoff football in December.
This is the fourth quarter.
This must be very important, too, by the way. Wobby pulls me out of my spot, haven't shaved, don't have Vikings clothing on, for emergency between the lines into the final quarter of the NFL season. So what's so big?
Final stretch of the season edition of Between the Lines.
Yeah.
Tough times don't last, but tough people do. The Vikings have a lot of tough people on their roster and on their coaching staff, and we're going to need their best here over the final stretch.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure would be nice if the Vikings could win their final four games, because then if you finish 10-6, you probably will make the playoffs. But even if you don't make the playoffs, we can sell hope off that. Yeah. I mean, the team won 11 games in 2015. This team, this season, from Teddy Bridgewater through Adrian Peterson, all the offensive line injuries, the offensive coordinator resigning middle of the season. I mean, there have been a lot of bona fide distractions. Win your final four games, put yourself in a spot to get to the playoffs. And, you know, some of the negatives may be like, well, why do you want to get to the playoffs? You'll just be one and done.
Wow.
Chip chair chance.
Yeah.
Zimmer's defense playoffs, chip chair chance. You out of your mind? My God.
I mean, one and done is... I mean, that's what most teams do in the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
Not us, though.
So
Zimmer's defense, you'll see.
Half the teams in the first round are one and done, and then half the teams who play in the second round are playing in their first playoff game because they had a bye. So that stuff doesn't bother me.
Agreed.
If you get into the playoffs, this might sound laughable to people now, but if the Vikings get into the playoffs, it will likely be because they went 4-0.
Correct.
And with Zimmer's defense, some may consider them the team that, you know, you don't want to play because of Zimmer's defense. So
we call that getting hot at the right time. And you know what? If you get into the playoffs and you have to take a trip to, like, Detroit, Green Bay, Atlanta, Tampa, something like that, let's play. We'll
yeah,
see
that'd
what
be
happens.
Fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's play.
The Vikings are right in the thick of it when it comes to the NFC playoff picture, with three teams ahead of them when it comes to the wild card. So when you are a team that loses 6 of 7 games, you know, you're relegated to scoreboard watching in addition to having to win your own games. Now,
that was a lot of fun on Sunday, wasn't it?
And Sunday was really no help.
Yeah, thank you, New Orleans. Thanks a lot.
Could have used the San Diego victory. Our guy, Phillip Rivers, threw an interception that killed him.
Tampa red hot.
So, but we have to scoreboard watch. We can't control those outcomes. The Vikings can control what they do over the final four games of the season. It starts in Jacksonville. Have you done some prep for the Jaguars game yet?
Yeah, you know, Jacksonville is a two-win operation and has had some problems offensively. Now, they got a lot of big names defensively. And in their most recent game against Denver, I believe there was a grand total of 19 punts in that game. Denver punted 11 times. Now, Denver used Paxton Lynch at quarterback and had a bunch of no-names at running back due to injury. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, they played. So when guys like that play, they're going to be tough to stop. Jacksonville's defense did a pretty good job against Denver's offense. I think Jacksonville's defense is tough, but it's a very weird stretch right now for Jacksonville, basically eliminated from the playoffs. Some would say when the schedule came out, but I would say a few weeks ago. They're all going to be tough. They're all going to be tough the rest of the way.
If the Vikings can come out on the right side of the game against Jacksonville, then they come back home and they play the Colts at US Bank Stadium. They close the season with a road game at Lambeau and then a home game against the Bears. Now, we're coming up on the Christmas holiday. For those who celebrate that holiday, you often fill out wish lists for your Christmas presents. So, Paul, I want you to join me. Let's unveil our wish lists for the Vikings for the rest of the season. What's one thing you wish for from the Vikings over the final four games of the season?
Well, top of my list would be excellent protection for Sam Bradford so he can do what he's compensated to do. We had the quick game on Thanksgiving against Detroit, and the fan base didn't really appreciate the fact that the majority of the passes were short in a game without Stephon Diggs. Now, you left that game with Bradford sacked 0 times and hit only 3 times. So now you come home, you play Dallas, a team that does not rush the quarterback very well into the game. Their leading sacks guy at 3.5 sacks. So you put Bradford on different types of drops and you try to get down the field a little bit, sack 2 times, hit several more times than that. So it's a very difficult scenario to handle for offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, I think, into the final four games on determining when to put the guy on a deep drop and whether the protection is going to hold up.
Yeah.
Number one on my wish list, protect the quarterback every single snap.
Number one on my wish list is to eliminate the negative plays. I think that's what's hurting us in the red zone. Penalties, mm-hmm. negative rushes, sacks. Let's get rid of those.
Yep.
And I have one more. Can I get greedy?
Yeah, please do. It's Christmas. Why not?
Let's have a defensive touchdown over these final four games.
Yeah.
That would really help us. And I know that you don't want to lean on defensive scoring as a crutch, but but this defense can do it.
Yeah.
And they're good enough to do it, and they've been doing it. I'd like to see another one over the last month.
Well, the identity of this team has been and is its defense. I just can't stress enough, as I've said this on my radio show a fair amount, KFA and the flagship for the Vikings, the defensive plan the Vikings had for the Dallas Cowboys in Team Zimmer's 2+ years here, honestly, it's about as good as I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really difficult team to play with that offensive line. The rookies, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, Cole Beasley, that's a very difficult team to play. And in watching it back, the Vikings defense I thought was splendid. Second half of the game at Ford Field, fantastic. Likewise for the second half of the Cardinals game, the second half of the first Lions game. You can win at a high level with this defense. So this defense may be sitting on a pick six or some type of strip sack.
That'd be nice.
Somebody scoops it up, gets to the end zone. You know, this, what's that Blake Bortles stat you have? I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah, he has more pick sixes than wins.
Yeah.
So we'd like to add
during
to that
his career
to the pick six total.
Yeah,
that'd
so
be
that,
nice.
That could happen. So we got plenty on our wish list. First and foremost, win your final four games, finish with 10 wins, let the chips fall where they may.
All right, that's it for this edition of the Between the Lines post-game report, which was a final stretch of the season edition brought to you by Gatorade. Thanks to Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen,
off
for joining us. Have a good rest of the week, everyone, and we'll see you in Jacksonville.